Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday, April 22nd, 2024, 5:30 a.m. Thank you guys for being here, and thank you guys for decorating my studio.
Did you say today is April 22nd?
It is my birthday.
Yes, it is. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, guys. You guys always make me feel very special. I walked in this morning, and my studio is decorated with some happy birthday signs, and there's a big banner that's totally blocking you, JC.
I can't see your head now. I see your fist, and I see the back of your hair. That's all I see.
I can hear the love. I don't need to see you. I can hear the love.
But what time were you born?
I was born at night, so I technically haven't been born yet.
Okay,
I think it was like 8:35.
You're still hanging out in your mother's womb now.
We're still giving her a hard time right now. She's probably very uncomfortable right now. But yeah, I was a nighttime baby, so technically I still have not entered the world. Even with the time change, since I was born in Colorado, they're 1 hour ahead. So
okay.
it'll be around, we're an hour behind, so...
7:30 tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little extra cheer tonight at 7:30. So do you have plans for your birthday? It's on a Monday, starting the work week. I know it's a busy weekend too, but anything special today?
I think my husband's taking me out. So my oldest daughter, she is in San Diego. That's where she goes to school. So she's there. She's school. She just got back from a big trip to Orlando. My youngest daughter is leaving town today.
Are you serious? She has
a school trip that she's going on. So it happens. It's a Monday. What can you do when your birthday falls on a Monday? So my husband, last night I opened my gift from my daughter, and she's very sweet and very thoughtful. Got me a really cool gift. And then tonight I know my husband is going to take me out to dinner, and I saw some gifts on the table from him this morning. So we'll probably do that. But yeah, I think it's just going to be a kind of low key weekend or week or day.
Your birthday. But so you have Sophie's out of town at college. And then Brooklyn's leaving town today, so it'll just be you and Matt together tonight, alone in the house, alone tonight. Was the last time you were together with Matt on your birthday completely alone in your house before Sophie was born?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a birthday without the girls there since they've been born. Yeah, this will be a first time.
Wow.
Yeah, give us a little taste for when they do grow up and leave the house. That's gonna, you know, a little taste of what it's like to have that empty nest syndrome. But yeah, luckily we still have some time on that.
Well, let's talk about there's a couple things happening today. We always call your birthday celebration, we call it Mercella. I've got my Mercella shirt on, by the way. It's so soft.
I love
my.
Thank you.
I know you can't see me because of the banners blocking the view. But
I can barely see you now.
I've got my Mercella shirt on. Let me bring Steph in here. Steph, We have some fun little things planned this morning.
We do, and I hope it makes you smile today. A lot of surprises and games that we're
going to
play. We're game heavy for Marcella.
Oh, I like games. That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, guys. I already feel so special. I just appreciate you guys acknowledging my birthday, and just it makes me feel so good. So thank you.
Well, this is something that Mercedes does on her birthday. She brings gifts for everyone that listens to the show. So we have our regular gifts. We have Heads Up. We've got what's that game called? Mega Minute?
What's called? Mega Millions?
What's that thing
called?
The game we do at 7:30 for the past 6 months? We've got the Mega Minute and everything, but Mercedes has brought some extra gifts to give away, and we're going to start giving those away towards the end of each hour, starting the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah, you guys, you mean the world to me, and it's just a little bit that I can do for you on my birthday, because I appreciate you guys listening, and to celebrate, you get the presents. So yeah, we have some presents to give away this morning. Make sure you are listening. You never know when we're going to pop up and say, hey, time for a birthday gift for you. So it's happening all morning long.
So it should be great that we still have to talk about this weekend with Taylor Swift, the listening party.
Oh, my gosh.
So much to get to this morning.
Let's do it, though. Let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana? I love how our boss picked one of my least favorite songs for the pre-show. You pick all my birthday.
I didn't even think about that. Why are these not all Mercedes songs? That's on J-Lo.
That's okay.
She dropped the ball on Marcella.
Do you want to hear Crush by Jennifer Page? It's just a little crush. Not like I mean every time we touch. RC, do you want to hear None of the Above and let me pick the song this morning?
Yeah, Mercedes, why don't you just pick the song you want to play?
No,
seriously.
It's up to you. Or C, do you want to hear Let It Rock by Kevin
Rudolph? Oh, my gosh.
I did not pick these songs. Do you want to hear Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter?
Let's just do Sabrina Carpenter. It is your birthday. Everyone, you can vote. You can write-in vote today. You can write in Sabrina Carpenter.
We have an official write-in vote?
We have a write-in vote today.
Well, I'm going legit by the votes, guys, so you have to make the choice. You can do it a couple of ways. You can tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now to reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
Okay, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. If you could have dinner with any two people, living or dead, who would it be? This was an actual school assignment from my daughter, and I loved her picks. I'll talk about it coming up next, but first, the votes are in, and you guys are too much. You wrote it in for my birthday, and I appreciate it so much. Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter is a pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning pre-show you pick up.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. This is the pre-show. My daughter had this assignment for school last week, and over the weekend, she showed it to me. The question was, if you could have dinner with two people, living or dead, not like, what's your choice of two living people or two dead people? You know what I mean?
Yes.
If you had a chance to have dinner with two people that are that were alive or that are currently alive, who would it be? And while you think about the answer to that, I wanted to read to you what she wrote, and it's really quick. It was just a two paragraph thing that she had to write. I'll just go over the biggest points, but I thought it was so sweet. I got a little teary-eyed reading it. She wrote, one of my biggest dreams is to meet my grandfather as well as see my other grandfather again. Unfortunately, I'm not able to actually achieve this dream. Wow, way to start off on a sad note. My grandfather on my father's side passed away due to a heart attack a couple of years after my sister was born, while my grandfather on my mom's side lost a very difficult battle with brain cancer in 2016. It pains me every day that I will not be able to be with them again. However, when asked the question, if you could have dinner with anyone alive or dead, who would it be? My answer is, and will always be, my two grandfathers. And then she goes on to say, like, where they would go for dinner. And she says, if this were to happen, I would want it to be in Lancaster, California, where my dad used to live with his own father. And for dinner, we would go to the one and only McDonald's. This is probably a very random choice to most, but for my family, this is the only correct answer. I remember ever since I was little, my mom's father would always get the entire family McDonald's when we were together, whether it was here in Las Vegas or in Denver. Most of the time, it would be breakfast where he would wake up early and surprise us every morning, and sometimes he would get us a special lunch. One memory I will never forget is when my family, my grandma, my grandpa, and uncle were all in town for the weekend, and my sister had a softball game. My parents went to cheer her on, but my grandparents had other plans for me so I could still feel important. They told me to get in the car, and my grandpa drove us to McDonald's, got our food, came home, and we had a picnic in my neighborhood. That memory will forever hold a special place in my heart. And while it is not very healthy, McDonald's will always be my first choice to take them if I ever got to be with them again.
That is the sweetest thing.
Isn't that
thing.
So cute?
But also, I mean, what shows some layers, too, as she's thinking, wants to see her grandfathers that she can't see anymore right now. That's very special.
Well, I mean, she never met my father-in-law. She never had the chance to meet him, and she's always heard the stories, and I just thought it was super sweet. I love that. If you could pick two people, living or dead, famous, not famous, whoever, who would you pick?
I was thinking the grandfather thing too. I'm on my dad's side, my dad's died, but I'm going to change it up since Brooklyn went grandfather. I'm going to go with Oprah. I think it'd be wonderful to sit down and pick Oprah's brain and just, you know, learn more about Oprah and just go to a really nice restaurant. And then the other person, I think I would go with Mary, Jesus's mom.
What was he like as a kid?
What music was Jesus into? What was that night like? And seriously, the three kings, what gifts did they bring you that night? Was there really no room and you had to stay in the manger? Or did Joseph not have the coin to get at a hotel room so they put you in the manger?
These are all valid questions.
So
very
many
valid
questions. People say, Jesus, I want to talk to Jesus's mom.
The key is, would Oprah and Mary get along?
Oh, what did they start? What did they call Caddy?
We're like, wait a second. There's only one queen bee here.
They start fighting. No, Mary, calm down.
Are you going to eat that entire plate?
Wow. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2044.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, April 22nd, 6 o'clock. Thank you. Oh, gosh.
Get it hot right now.
Yes, it is my birthday. Thank you for all the kind messages I've already received this morning. It's just barely 6 o'clock and so many people have texted and messaged me on social media and I just posted. I just thank you. Gosh, I'm overwhelmed. It's so nice. And thank you guys for the lovely little setup here. And I know we have an interesting show happening this morning.
A couple of games and little surprises for Merchella, the celebration of Mercedes. It's not Coachella. It's Merchella here at Mix 94.1. And you know how much we love you and we love when your birthday rolls around. So we're super excited about today.
Well, I brought presents for you guys. We are giving away a bunch of gifts to you for just listening to the station and celebrating my birthday with me. So be listening for that. I'm still wrapping them. I got some tissue paper here. I'm putting them in gift bags. So you basically will pick the present that you want, and we'll see what's inside the bag.
Mercedes revealed these presents to us. They are huge.
I'm excited. Excited to give these
Can
away.
Can I have a present from you?
Of course.
What?
Of course.
No,
we'll give you one.
These are for everyone that listens to the radio show. And then some surprises around 7:15 and also in the 8 o'clock hour for Merchella.
I can't wait. So what was the word that you were saying that your friend's daughter couldn't say?
Oh, it's a quesadilla. A little girl, instead of calling it a quesadilla, it's a case of ideas.
Does anyone have a phrase or a word that their kid can't say? A case of ideas instead of a quesadilla?
Here's the Instagram post of the girl, because her older brother loves quesadillas.
Uh-huh.
And when they go out, she orders a case of ideas is what she orders. Here, hold on one second.
Call the unit.
Case of idea.
Nathan always has case of idea, so I'm having it. What do you call it?
Case of idea.
A case of idea.
A case of idea.
I love when kids, they think something is different than it is, and then they just, they call it that. Is there a word or a phrase that your kid even just made up because it made more sense to them?
Is that why you were called Mertz as a nickname? Because your sister couldn't say Mercedes?
Yes. It was my brother,
actually. Oh, it was your brother?
Yeah. Marcos, when he was little, he couldn't say my name. So he'd just say Mertz. He'd just say the beginning of it, Mertz. But then Mertz turned into Mertz. And that's what my family calls me now. They all call me Mertz. And it's just like, it's literally like part of my Instagram handle.
It really
just
is.
Stuck with me for all these years. Was there something you couldn't say as a kid?
I had a hard time with R, just the letter R. So if I had to say Red Rocker as a kid, it'd be like, well, I just couldn't. For some reason, I couldn't say my R's as a child.
Were you, as a kid, having a lot of conversations about the Red Rocker? The Red Walker?
We lived by the Delaware River. And I remember my Uncle Lee always asking me, JC, what's the river called? I'm like, the Delaware. I couldn't say river because of the R.
Oh, I thought you said the Red Rocker.
No, like if I had to say Red Rocks.
Like you were talking about like Sammy Hagar as
oh my
child.
God. I love Sammy Hagar as a kid.
You're five and like the Red Walker.
The Red Walker's on the radio. I couldn't say radio.
And here you are now on the radio playing the Red Rocker.
Exactly.
From time to time.
Dreams come true, kids. Hey, coming up here in about 15 minutes, we do have the early edition of Heads Up. And when you win it, exclusive passes to our underground lounge with Charlotte Cardin. That's happening on Thursday. We've got your passes coming up here in about 15 minutes. And we do have also what's trending up next. What do you got for us?
Are the Spice Girls back together?
They were
this weekend. Details are coming up in What's Trending.
And here it is. This is the latest from Taylor Swift. Oh, my God. Her album, 1.6 million copies.
Wow.
She sold over the weekend. This is Taylor Swift and Post Malone. It's Fortnite. It's on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
The Spice Girls are trending this morning.
If you wanna be my lover,
the girls have reunited. Even if it was just for one night, we're still excited about it. Over the weekend, Victoria Beckham, she celebrated her 50th birthday, and there were a bunch of stars in attendance. But it was Posh Spice, Baby Spice, Sporty Spice, Ginger Spice, and Scary Spice that stole the show. All of them were there together, and they performed an impromptu rendition of their hit song, Stop. It was so cute. They were all doing the dance that goes along with this. If you're a Spice Girl fan, you know the choreography. They last toured as a four-piece back in 2019. That was without Victoria. And then the last time the entire group was together for a live performance was at the London Olympics closing ceremony back in 2012. So it's been a long time since they've performed together. And this wasn't an official performance. They were literally like lip syncing to the song. And David Beckham, he captured the performance on video. If you haven't seen it yet, it's posted on social media. It's super cute. Some of the other stars in attendance were Tom Cruise, Gordon Ramsay, Guy Ritchie, Jason Statham, Mark Anthony, Eva Longoria. The party was held at a private members club, Oswald's, in London. And Victoria posted that it was the best night ever.
How many times did you see them in concert?
Three
times?
I think it was three, yeah.
So back in the days when they first, like 96, 97, first
no,
go around?
No, they did two shows here. I want to say they did one at Mandalay Bay Event Center that I went to. And then was there one at the Thomas and Mack that I went to?
I think there was. I know there was an MGM Grand at 1.2.
Okay, then I think I went to that one too.
And then they were in town for the Billboard Music Awards. But at that point, which one left the first?
Victoria.
At that point, I think Victoria was gone by the time they were performing at the Billboard Music Awards.
Oh, man. I remember when I saw them at Mandalay Bay, and I was so excited because I think it was all five of them, if I remember correctly. And that was like a big deal. Everybody was so excited to see them. We had really good seats. It had to have been in the late 2000s or early 2010s because I think I took Sophie with me.
No, because Sophie has seen the Spice Girls.
Yeah, she was a big Spice Girls fan through me. You know, I was a good mother. I taught her about the Spice Girls. So she had her background and her history, and she's a big fan.
We actually have Sophie's review of that concert. Sophie, what did you think of that Spice Girls concert that you went to with your mom?
10 out of 10, played no notes.
Mm-hmm. That is going to be our new soundbite that we use all the time. She'd be so proud.
Those tickets to join us in our underground lounge with Charlotte Cardin are coming up after Hoobastank. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning, Jennifer. How you doing? You're in for Heads Up.
Yay. Hi, good morning.
Let's do this. Let's make you a winner. We have a couple of passes into our exclusive Mix Underground Lounge with Charlotte Cardin for you. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Like a Bird, Earth Day, New Kids on the Block, Voicemail, or Cup of Tea?
I think I will go with, how about voicemail?
Voicemail. National Telephone Day is on Thursday, so these are all things that are associated with your phone, okay?
Cool.
Okay,
yeah.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
You, Mercedes.
Let's do it.
The birthday girl. All right, Jennifer, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct. You win, and you start now.
When someone is calling you, your phone will do this.
Ring.
Yes. This is, we all have our own personalized one of these. A phone what?
A phone message.
Mine is 702. Mine is 702.
Oh, phone number, phone number, phone number.
This is who you call if there's a problem. It's a one key that you hit.
911.
No, just one, like if you have a question.
If you have a it's on the 411.
No, it's on the zero. It's on the zero button. For, dial zero for the
operator.
Yes, yes. This is how you might unlock your phone by staring at it. It uses this.
It uses biometric or face recognition or
face recognition.
Yes. If you're low, you need to plug it in to charge the what?
Battery.
Yes. If I want to give you a picture, but I don't want to text it, I'll just do this to you if you're standing next to me.
Oh!
Darn it.
Oh.
What?
FaceTime.
No, AirDrop. Oh. Sorry, Jennifer. AirDrop. Oh, those were harder than I thought. Oh,
people
my goodness.
Like, what's an operator?
I know. Nobody called. What do you even need the operator for anymore?
Are there still operators? Can you still
I don't even know.
Dial zero and get an operator to assist you with a call?
I cannot tell you the last time I dialed zero for the operator. Wow. Okay, well. That means that caller 20, you are the lucky one this morning. You are getting these tickets, two of them, to join us in our Mix Underground Lounge with Charlotte Cardin. If you want to join us, be caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Really want to thank everyone who came out Friday night to our Tortured Poets Department listening party. Taylor Swift's new album came out on Friday, and we had such a great time at Jackpot Bar and Grill. Packed house. There are certain things that I feel just instantly bond you with a stranger, where you can look at them and know that you have this common bond, and you immediately like them. And I think that love of certain artists will do that. And that's how I felt with everyone at that party. It's like we were all there. We all really enjoyed Taylor Swift. And there was like an instant bond. I felt like I knew some of these people for ages, and it was our first time meeting them.
It was really cool to see, too, how everything worked out on Friday night, from making friendship bracelets to bringing friendship bracelets to the party. And I'm not really a Swiftie, but you welcomed me as if I was a Swiftie and show me how the friendship bracelets work. And then when a song would finish, you had some research done. Mercedes would drop some knowledge about the lyrics of the song, and then other Swifties were jumping in with their thoughts on the song. It was a community there on Friday night, and it was an awesome time.
Is there something that will instantly bond you with a stranger? Like, I know that don't Jeep owners have like a bond? You see another Jeep owner, you're instantly bonded.
They wave. Like, it's instant wave. Yeah,
there's like an instant bond. The one that I've really noticed, besides like music wise, I think that like BTS, they have the same thing, but the sneaker community, people that are into sneakers, They bond. My husband has made some of his best friends all because of a pair of shoes. Like one of them's wearing a nice pair of shoes and they make a comment and then they start talking and then they realize they have all this in common and then they become friends just because of shoes. It's crazy.
What other cultures are like that out there where there's this instant bond that takes place when you find out so-and-so is a fan of this or does this for a living and there's just this... You're like instant friends.
What is it? 702-364-9400. What is something you instantly bond with someone over? Let's talk to Elaine. You have one. What is it, Elaine?
Homeschool. I homeschooled all my kids. Somebody has to say is I homeschool my kids. I mean, you will immediately get a phone number like, oh, my gosh, can I call you?
Oh, really?
What are your kids into? Blah, blah, blah. Like, what kind of method do you unschool? Like, immediately. You don't even have to know their name. And you're getting phone numbers. You're like, can our kids get up for, you know, meet together for a play date? It's amazing.
That's...
And it doesn't matter where in the country you are. It's like, if you say homeschool, we're like, I got you, girl.
That is something I never even thought of. And that's so smart, too, because, yeah, you can compare methods of teaching. You can compare, you know, where you are. What kind of lesson plans do you use? That's really, really smart.
Let's talk about what's coming up here on the show today. We have a lot going on. It's Mercedes' birthday. It is Mercella. It's a celebration of Mercedes today. So we do have some prizes happening along the way here. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we haven't talked about it yet, but it is Monday. So we do have Beat Mercedes on this Minden Monday. If you can identify a song faster than Mercedes, you're going to get that $500 diamond pendant from Michael Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers.
And this is going to sound really bad, but... there's nothing more than I want for my birthday than to get beat. I want you to beat me on my birthday. I know that sounds so bad, but you know what I mean, right?
We know what you mean. And then coming up here next, you wanted to do this at the end of every hour moving forward, correct? Mercedes brings on her birthday presents for you. You that's listening to the radio station right now, and these are some massive presents you have.
I have them wrapped up, four presents here, and you get to pick which one you want. Do you want one, two, three, or four? There's a prize in each one. The presents are for you on my birthday, friends, so make sure you are listening because our first gift is coming up here in just a few minutes.
It is Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning, and it is a birthday celebration.
And I have presents for you. Yes, it's my birthday, and I'm so grateful to all of you who've already reached out so early in the morning. All the messages, the DMs, the posts, you guys are amazing. Thank you. But I want to give you the presents. So this morning, I brought in four different gifts for you. So let's give away the first one right now, okay?
Perfect.
702-364-9400. How about do we do caller 20 or do we do 22?
Oh, let's do for the birthday presents 22.
Okay, so caller 22, you get to pick between presents 1, 2, 3, and 4. I have them all wrapped in like little gift bags. You pick which one you want, and there's a fabulous prize in each and every one. And we're going to do this every hour until we're off the air. Are you ready?
I am ready. Are you ready? Who's calling right now? This is big.
Caller 20 gets it. 22.
22.
702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
Okay. People are really, really upset, but they're happy at the same time. Parents across the world sobbed at the latest episode of Bluey. We talked about it. The Sign?
Yes.
But it wasn't the end for season 3 of this hit Australian kids TV show. There was a bonus episode of Bluey that premiered on Disney Plus over the weekend. And it also aired on Disney Junior this weekend. And now people are wondering if this is the ending of the show. Like the end of Bluey. So this show, if you don't watch it, it delights adults as much as it does children. It really does. And the extra long season 3 episode, The Sign, was a very big departure from the 7-minute episodes that they usually have of the show. There was a chase, a wedding, a move, a baby. It left people very emotional. So this new episode that just dropped called Surprise went back to the show's typical under 10-minute format, but its ending brought just as many questions about what could be next for the Healer family.
I like how Bluey is just like Taylor Swift. On Friday, Taylor Swift drops the double album. Bluey dropped a double episode last week.
I know, right?
The anthology.
The Tortured Healers Department.
Well, I thought, yeah, did something happen in the one episode everyone saw last week that people thought it might be the end of the show, but then their worries went away once this episode was wrapped up? Was there any indication during that final episode? Because that's what I saw online last week, is the parents were freaking out that the show was coming to an end. But then the Bluey people said, no. Everything is fine. Bluey's not going anywhere.
I feel like, as someone who watches it on occasion, I don't watch every single episode, but I do watch it and I do enjoy it. I watched that episode and I was just highly emotional that I wasn't really thinking about whether or not this could be the end. But maybe there were some Easter eggs dropped. I haven't watched this surprise episode that just dropped, but I'm going to watch it today. If you've watched it, let us know. Do they kind of drop hints that it may be the end? I certainly hope not. There's so much more life left to Bluey. There's only three seasons in.
What's the title of the new episode that came out?
Surprise.
Okay. Are any words like lowercase and uppercase? Is he throwing shade at other dogs?
Just a capital S at the beginning of Surprise. So, should we do this? Should we give away this thing, or do you want me to do it?
No, let's do this thing, because we also have Beat Mercedes coming up here in a couple minutes as well. Right. So let's do this.
Ashley.
Hi.
You're caller 22.
Nice.
Yay. Happy birthday to me. You get the present. Are you ready to do this?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, so I have four gift bags here. Do you want gift bag number one, gift bag number two, gift bag number three, or gift bag number four?
Let's go with number three.
Number three. Okay. Let's see what's in here.
Fancy gift bags, too,
by
the way.
Thank you. I really wanted to make sure they look nice.
Yeah.
Ooh. Are you ready for this, Ashley?
I am.
You just got a pair of tickets to see Maroon 5.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
Yes. The residency, it's at Dolby Live in May. You're going. My birthday gift to you, Ashley. Congratulations.
I'm so excited. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So we'll have these Mercedes birthday presents at the end of each hour. To celebrate Mercedes, we're celebrating you. And then coming up next, it's Monday, so we got Beat Mercedes on this Minden Monday. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than I can on this Minden Monday? If you do, you're going to get yourself a $500 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. And we have our contestant on the phone. It's Jenny. Woo! Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Mercedes.
Thank you so much, Jenny. Thank you for being a part of the show. And I really am hoping that you get the gift this morning. I would love to see that $500 diamond pendant around your neck. Now, you just got to guess the song faster than I can, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to step out, leave it to you guys. Good luck. Fingers crossed for you.
All right, Mercedes is stepping away. Turn off her microphone. All right, Jenny, you know the drill. We're going to start a song, and as soon as you know it, you shout out, got it. We immediately stop the clock, and you have 5 seconds to correctly identify it by artist and title. Now, if the song goes 20 seconds, we stop it, and you got to give us something after 20 seconds, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me turn off this sound right here, and the next sound you hear will be the actual game itself, will be the song itself. Hit reset on the clock, and things start now.
I got it.
Okay. Stop the clock. What do you have, Jenny?
It's I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany.
Jenny, you are correct.
Nice.
And you stop the clock at 5 seconds. Wow, that's
okay.
Impressive.
Very impressive.
That is so impressive.
I'm going to bring Mercedes
okay,
in.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. Hold on 1 second, Jenny. We'll put Jenny on hold here. Reset the clock. Mercedes comes back in. Jenny on hold. A lot of buttons going on here. Okay. Mercedes is back in into her studio that's decorated with birthday paraphernalia.
Hello.
Hi.
I didn't hit the delay button this time.
I think you hit it last time.
Yeah. Time on accident. Hold on a second. Let me put Jenny.
Okay. Ready, Mercedes?
I am ready. All right.
I'm going to start the song. Soon as you know it, shout out. Got it. We immediately stop the clock, and you have to give us the correct song, artist, and title.
Okay.
All right. And it starts now.
Got it. I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany?
Is that a question or a statement?
I guess it's a statement. I'm just kind of threw me for a loop, and that's it.
Mercedes, Tiffany, I Think We're Alone Now is correct. Now, here's the deal. Jenny also got it correct.
Really?
Mercedes, you did it in 2 seconds. And Jenny, she did it in 5 seconds.
Oh, no! No. Can I get a redo? Oh,
she knew it, too. She knew it.
I thought that was fast. Like, I wasn't out there for very long.
5 seconds, Jenny got it, but you did it in 2 seconds.
Jenny, I'm sorry. I did not want to win. I really didn't, but I got to do this when I figure it out. And that means $500 diamond pendant just turned into a $600 diamond pendant. The good news is we are going to have a winner by the end of the year.
Yes, absolutely. Because everyone that participates in Beat Mercedes, if we get to the end of the year and there's no winner, whoever participated has been in this big drawing. So Jenny and everyone else that has played goes into the drawing, and we pull out a name, and someone's going to get that diamond pendant by year's end.
Wow, that this was not an expected song at all. Nice.
Mercedes, coming up next, we have a very special surprise for your birthday. Someone's on the phone that wants to talk to you.
Oh.
Don't be nervous. This is a good thing.
Okay.
This is Mix 94.1.
Turn it up. We're getting you back to Vegas' best variety and Mercedes in the morning. Faster. Mix 94.1.
And today,
it's your birthday.
Oh, boy.
It is Mercedes' birthday.
Yay. Thank you, guys. Oh, my goodness. It's already been so much fun and still so early.
I'm going to bring in Steph here. And it's Mercella. It's a celebration of Mercedes. We love you so much. And we're just, we want to celebrate you today. And we have a very special guest on the phone right now.
Okay.
I think it's a guest that has been joining us for every single birthday since you started doing radio.
Oh, well, now I know who it is. It's either Bryce Harper or my mom.
Or Wayne Newton.
Let's see who the guest is. Good morning.
Hello.
It's Good morning. Bryce Harper. I know it's my mom.
Yeah, and I've been there every birthday.
Yes, you have. You and me since the beginning
of my
life.
You and me both. We're a tag team.
I feel like I should wish you a happy birthday because you were the one who did all the heavy lifting. You were the one who gave birth to me, and I know I was stubborn and I didn't want to come out of the womb. So you had to carry me a little longer than expected, huh?
I know you moved in and you didn't want to move out.
I want to talk to your siblings, Mercedes, and see how you left the womb. When your brother came next, did you leave the womb in disarray?
Or was I nice and tidy?
Yeah, posters on the wall inside there. How did you leave things? Well, we thought it would be special to have your mom on. Obviously, it's a birthday tradition to have your mom on to wish you a happy birthday. But we wanted to do something different this year. And this year, we wanted to do Memory Lane with Mercedes' mom.
Memory Lane?
Memory Lane with Mercedes'
mom. Oh,
boy.
Okay. How does this work?
We gave your mom some questions about you.
Okay.
And we figured we'd ask her on the air, and she can give us our answer. You're not competing against her or anything. You're just listening along, Mercedes,
okay,
to these questions here. So the first question we sent your mom was, what was the first year of being a first-time mother like with Mercedes?
It was difficult.
Because I didn't eat.
Yeah, she couldn't eat, and I had to feed her with a tube because she wouldn't nurse, and she couldn't keep anything down in her stomach, so it was very scary. But we got her out of it, and look at her now.
And now I don't stop it.
I didn't know this about you. You wouldn't eat as a child, as an infant.
Yeah, I got really skinny.
Really?
They were worried. Yeah. Didn't I have to go back to the hospital?
Yeah, because you were just like a little skeleton, you know, just losing weight, and they had to rehydrate you and all that stuff. So it was very difficult. And for a mom with a first baby, it was very, very scary.
What was Mr. Martinez like at that time frame? Was he there helping you out with everything?
Well, he had to go to work. I was home alone, so I had to do most of the stuff. But, yeah, if he had to rush to the hospital or here and there, yeah, he was always there.
Wow.
I know. He'd bring me sub sandwiches, try to get me to eat them. I wouldn't eat them.
McDonald's. McDonald's is your thing. Okay, Mrs. Martinez, tell us a time where Mercedes really tested your patience.
Oh, man, I could answer all these for her.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if she remembers, but when my mom came out and visited us, and she paid a lot of attention to my baby son at the time, so she was kind of jealous. And we were going somewhere in a little Volkswagen, and I left her and my mom in a car to lock the door, and Mercedes went to the front and got the car out of the clutch, and the car was rolling out in the street, and my mom screaming like crazy, and Mercedes laughing because
I tried to get us in a car wreck because I didn't like my grandma.
Yeah. So, well, she didn't know the consequences, but she was happy that my mom was all panicking. So, yeah, that I said, oh, my God.
I rolled the car out of the street just with that clutch, and we started going backwards. She's yelling in Hungarian. I don't know what she's saying, but she's scared, and I thought it was funny.
Oh, my God.
I still remember that, which is really weird, because I think I was like 3 years old, 2 or 3 years old. That's crazy.
If you're just joining us, today is Mercedes' birthday, and we have her mom, Mrs. Martinez, on the show right now. And it's Memory Lane with Mercedes' mom. Just kind of give her some questions about Mercedes' childhood. Two questions so far, both very revealing. The final question is, what is your happiest memory of Mercedes?
Well, there are just so many. Of course, being born, my very first baby. And when she graduated from college, when she got married, when she had her two beautiful babies, and it just goes on and on. She's still making me proud every day. What a wonderful, God blessed us with a wonderful daughter.
Mom, thank you.
I see Steph's crying right now, too.
That was beautiful, Mrs. Martinez. Now I want my mom to call me.
Mom, you and Dad, I mean, I know I gave you some challenges growing up.
But every child does, you know.
But I couldn't have asked for two better parents. And I, you know, even though Dad's not around anymore, you just continue to do such an amazing job of being there for me and being my mom. And I couldn't have asked for a better mom. So thank you. I love you so much.
Well, thank you for being there, too. And you've been a wonderful daughter, always there for me, too. And I just want to be part of your life as long as I can. And enjoy many, many more. happy birthdays and many, many more of these calls.
Yes, many
yes.
more.
Oh, so sweet.
I mean, it's nice because I'm only 21. I just can now drink. It's so wonderful.
Seriously, when you gave birth back in 2003, Mrs. Martinez, wild times. Coming up here next, we got the Mega Minute and your tickets to go see Sam Hunt.
For Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
And Brittany is on. Brittany, you're caller 20. You ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
Yes. Happy birthday, Mercedes.
Oh, thank you, Brittany. I hope it is happy for you like it is for me. I want to give you these Sam Hunt tickets. He's going to be at the Fountain Blue. You just got to conquer the Mega Minute. So get ready. It starts quickly.
So, Brittany, you'll have 60 seconds to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you get one wrong or pass on a question, we'll come back to that question at the end, and the game starts now.
Who is Donald Duck's girlfriend?
Daisy.
Yes. What is the process called where a caterpillar turns into a butterfly?
A cocoon.
No. What movie is the song A Spoonful of Sugar from?
Pass.
What type of fruit is a plantain related to?
Banana.
Yes. What part of the body is the scapula also known as?
The head, the brain?
No. What rock band is known for their hits Iris and Slide?
Oh, pass.
What city are the NFL team the Buccaneers from?
Tampa Bay?
Yes. In the Hunger Games, Katniss Everdeen was known for using what type of weapon?
A sword?
No. Who is the current Vice President of the United States?
Pamela Harris?
No, incorrect. What cocktail is known for darn it. I felt like that was close, but the judges told me no. The current vice president is Kamala Harris, not Pamela Harris. The process where a caterpillar turns into a butterfly, that's metamorphosis. The song A Spoonful of Sugar, that is from Mary Poppins. What else here? Oh, but scapula, also known as your shoulder blade.
Oh.
And the rock band known for their hits Iris and Slide.
Goo Goo Dolls.
Goo Goo Dolls. Oh, also, Katniss Everdeen was known for using a bow and arrow. It was a rough one. It was a tough one. But
tough. It's Monday.
Sometimes it happens, you
Come
know?
Up the weekend. Mega Minute, no winners last week. It's been a savage.
It's been really rough, but that means, caller 20, you are in luck because you get these tickets. Tickets to see Sam Hunt live in concert at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas in October. You want to go? Caller 20 gets them. 702-364-9400.
Things that I've got. It is Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning.
It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday.
And yes, it is my birthday. But I want to give you presents. And we've got a present for you right now. Caller 20 at 702-364-9400. You get to pick one of these gift bags I brought in this morning. And they have presents in them. I want to make sure we thank you for listening and for all the kind messages. And so caller 20 right now, you get to pick a gift bag. Last hour, we picked three. So that one's off the table. But we've got one, two, and four. There's some good stuff in these presents.
Last hour, it was tickets to go see Maroon 5.
I know. Can you imagine what is in the other ones?
I cannot.
It's going to be good.
Caller 20, you're picking 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
This probably was not going to come as any sort of a surprise to you, but Taylor Swift, she sold a ton of copies of her new album, The Tortured Poets Department. On the first day alone, she sold a staggering 1.4 million units across CD, vinyl, cassette, digital downloads. That number just continued to go up over the weekend. That makes it her biggest sales week for any album in the United States ever. Meanwhile, on streaming, the 31-song double album grabbed over 234 million on-demand streams in the U.S. when it came out on April 19th. Her collab that you just heard, Fortnite with Post Malone, that saw a ton of interest with 18.4 million streams. Posty's been singing her praises after they teamed up for that song. He said, "It's once in a lifetime that someone like Taylor Swift comes into this world. I'm floored by your heart and your mind, and I am beyond honored to have been asked to help you with your journey. I love you so much. Thank you, Tay.
And we had our Taylor Swift listening party on Friday night. Thank you to Jackpot Bar and Grill for hosting an amazing event. And we watched the video for Fortnite on Friday night. What a great video that was.
And I'm so mad at myself. I want to kick myself because we're watching it. We're trying to analyze some of those Easter eggs that were in there. And we see Ethan Hawke and the other actor we didn't know at first. It was Josh Charles. And I'm like, yeah, Ethan Hawke and Josh Charles. And I said, yeah, they're from Dead Poets Society. And then it didn't even hit me, the poets thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, did I literally say that out loud and no one said, like,
Steph
poets?
Was saying it too on Friday night. She's like, she was saying this. She said they're from the movie The Dead Poets.
Exactly.
Department.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, and did you know that April is National Poets Month?
April 19th is National Poetry Day.
There you go.
Yeah.
She has it all. She's she's crazy.
I mean, how does she know all this stuff?
Is there a change in your standout song? We kind of talked about our standout songs on Friday. You had a couple days to digest the album. Is there one that really jumps out now?
I really do like Fortnite a lot. I've been listening to that one a lot. I like Down Bad. That, I think, is the one that I've really gravitated towards, but it changes. Every time I listen to it, it changes. What about you?
Florida. This one here with Florence and the Machine. This one was jumping out to me over the weekend.
Emma Stone has some sort of credits on that for adding something to it, but no one can figure out what.
Really?
Yeah, Emma Stone, and that's one of her good friends, too. So, kind of weird.
Okay, you want to do this? We have a lot to get to morning.
Okay. Let me grab the gifts here. Okay.
Today is Mercedes' birthday, and she is giving away gifts to you, listener.
Susan, you're caller 20!
Yes!
Are you ready?
Mercedes.
Well, thank you so much. Are you ready to pick one of these birthday presents?
I am.
Okay, so I have three more bags left. There's bag number one, bag number two, and bag number four. Which one do you want to pick?
Let's go bag number four.
Bag number four. Okay, let me take this stuff out. And we have a pair of tickets for you to see Bruno Mars.
Wow.
Bruno Mars. Yes, you're welcome. Enjoy. He's going to be at Dolby Live. It's part of his residency over at the Park MGM. June 12th, the tickets are for. Congratulations, Susan.
Thank you. Have an awesome day, Mercedes.
Thank you. I already am. Thanks to you guys. We have two more presents to give away next hour and the 9 o'clock hour.
Lots happening on the show. And coming up here next, we have a special game for you, Mercedes.
Oh, boy. Okay.
It's a game that everyone can play along with. It's the Mercella Bestie Game.
Mercella Bestie?
The Mercella Bestie Game. What is it?
Yeah, really. What
it involves
is it?
Many people.
Oh,
we'll
no.
explain coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Oh, my gosh. I'm really nervous as to what is happening here. I am totally clueless. Today is my birthday, and these guys have a birthday surprise up their sleeve. What's up?
We have a game for you. This is the Mercella Bestie Game.
Bestie Game.
The Bestie Game.
How does it work?
We have three well-known Las Vegas personalities we've spoken to, and we asked them three questions regarding friendship. As if they were to be your best friends.
Okay.
And we've disguised their voices. So we're going to give you the question. Play all three of the Las Vegas personalities' answers. And you would have to pick, out of those three, who you would like to be your best friend.
Oh, okay.
And we have all three of the contestants on the phone right now listening in to your responses on what you think about who you think you should be your best friend.
So what better gift on someone's birthday than getting the person a new best friend?
Okay.
And that's what we're going to give you today.
I'm always up for more friends. I like it.
Again, three well-known Las Vegas personalities.
Well-known.
Maybe even larger than Las Vegas, I would say, honestly.
Okay.
So the first question we asked was, Mercedes had a very stressful week, and Mercedes calls you saying, girl, I need to go out tonight. Where would you take her? Here is contestant number one's response.
It has to involve comfort food and booze. So we do something, maybe we go to Chinatown, do some ramen, do some good dim sum. or pizza and wine. Pizza and wine, that's good. So we'd stuff our faces. Then we'd go scream it out because she loves sports. So what are we going to do? We're going to do either the Vegas Golden Knights or we're going to do the Las Vegas Aces. And then her favorite, we're going to hit a karaoke bar and we're going to sing us some T-Swift until the wee hours of the morning. That's perfect. She will be de-stressed by the end of the night.
Wow. Wow. That person has a good knowledge of things that I like. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good answer.
Okay. Here's contestant number two's response.
We probably start the night off at Grape Street, get a little tipsy, and then go spend some money around downtown Summerlin. But if she's having a really bad week, we're definitely hitting up Circa to go to Barry's for dinner.
Oh, man. Okay, you got me at the end. The first part, I was like, maybe not. But the second part, Barry's for dinner. Now you got me.
And as you're listening right now, who would you pick as your bestie?
Oh.
So here is contestant number three.
You know, I'd say that I know Mercedes loves a great big night out at Barry's, but I really think that we should just go out and talk it out at a wine bar. There's a new one that I want to check out. I heard that they serve Contessa, or we could just keep it local in Summerlin. But, you know, Barry's, her favorite table, is always a hit at Circa.
Gosh, darn it. You guys got me with the Barry's part. That's tough.
We've got more questions, too.
Oh, there's more? Oh, so I don't have to pick?
Yeah, not yet.
Oh,
we have more questions.
Okay.
You're listening to all their answers. Question number two. We're at a bar together, and a guy keeps trying to hit on Mercedes. What do you say to get him to go away?
Okay.
Here is contestant number one with their answer.
Oh, well, you know what I do. I would do what any best friend would do. I would sacrifice, right? So I'm going to reach over all romantic-like, and I'm going to rub her back, and I'm going to start kissing on her neck a little bit. I'm going to say, honey, you know, I think it's time we should go. Like, the hot tub at home should be nice and heated by now. So let's get out of this joint and give him a look, and then I'd grab her hand, and we'd walk out.
Oh, I'm really confused. I am so confused right now. I don't know if that's a man or a woman. If it's a man, I'm appalled. If it's a woman, I'm going to like, thanks for taking one for the team.
Okay. Again, the question, we're at a bar together and a guy keeps trying to hit on Mercedes. What do you say to get him to go away? Here is contestant number two's answer.
First off, I would tell Mercedes, hey, go to the bathroom. And then when she walks away, I would go close to the guy and be like, hey, she's married. You have no chance. Back off.
Okay. I like that. Straight to the point. I really like that answer.
Okay. And let's go to contestant number three's answer, which is right here.
Dude, I think you're barking up the wrong tree right now. Mercedes is married, and I'm sure you've seen Breaking Bad. Her husband is a little bit of a mix of Woody Harrelson and Heisenberg.
Are you listening right now as you're getting ready for work, or you're at the office right now? Which contestant do you like? We got one more question here, okay?
Oh, gosh, this is funny.
Mercedes is hungover.
Oh, yay, yay.
And Mercedes needs you to call in sick for her. What would you say to her boss? Here is contestant number one's response.
J-Love. Okay, well, first of all, I'm going to disguise my voice because I'm going to pretend to be Mercedes. So, okay, here's what I do. I would stuff my mouth with cotton balls and disguise my voice so I could not sound like Mercedes, but I'm going to pretend to be Mercedes. I'm going to say, J-Love, you're not going to believe this, but I woke up, I have a toothache. There is no way I can come here and talk on the radio. It's killing me. I got this terrible toothache. I got to go to jail. I'm so sorry. I can't be at work today.
Okay, I like that. Taking one for me, pretending to be me. I'm stealing my identity. I like it.
Again, the question, Mercedes is hungover. Mercedes needs you to call in sick for her. What would you say to her boss? Here's contestant number two.
His name is J-Love, right? Okay. Probably be like, hey, J-Love, Mercedes is taking a nap. She didn't want to call out, but I think it's at her best interest to maybe, like, stay at home. She's feeling really under the weather. You know, she's such a hard worker, but I think she needs a call out. She might get everyone else sick, so I think it's for the best.
Okay. I appreciate someone that would go to bat for me, you know? Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people would do that, okay?
Okay, and then here is contestant number three calling out sick for Mercedes.
Oh, this one's an easy one. I've known J-Love forever, and I actually like to go golfing with him sometimes. So I'm going to call him up butter them up, say that we're going to go golfing, and say, oh, yeah, by the way, Mercedes isn't going to be able to make it in today, but Steph and JC have it all covered, so don't worry.
That my best friend.
Oh, my gosh, this is hard.
So, Steph, you want Mercedes to reveal now or reveal coming up?
I think we reveal who you want now, and then coming up next, we reveal who that person is.
Oh, so I have to pick one?
Yes,
those
you got to pick your bestie.
Those are really good answers.
Oh. And who would you pick? 702-364-9400.
They're all worthy of best friend material.
Wait, I think we should wait and have Mercedes reveal coming up.
Okay.
Yeah, let's wait. Let's wait. Mercedes reveal is coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. And it's also Mercedes' birthday.
All right. And we're playing a game here that has left me thoroughly confused.
It's the Mercella Bestie Game. What better gift than on your birthday to be given a new best friend? It's the ultimate gift to getting a best friend. So we asked 3 well-known Las Vegas personalities 3 questions. They all gave us a response to those questions. We disguised their voices and played the responses. And now you get to pick who your new bestie's going to be. But let's do this. Let's do a quick little recap in case someone is just joining us. We'll hit some of the audio again real fast. For example, question number 2 was, we're at a bar together, and a guy keeps trying to hit on Mercedes. What do you say to get him to go away? Contestant number 1, this was their response.
Oh, well, you know what I do. I would do what any best friend would do. I would sacrifice, right? So I'm going to reach over all romantic-like, and I'm going to rub her back, and I'm going to start kissing on her neck a little bit. I'm going to say, honey, you know, I think it's time we should go, like, the hot tub at home should be nice and heated by now. So, let's get out of this joint and give him a look, and then I'd grab her hand and we'd walk out.
Okay, this was contestant number 2's response.
First off, I would tell Mercedes, hey, go to the bathroom. And then when she walks away, I would go close to the guy and be like, hey, she's married. You have no chance. Back off.
Okay, and here was contestant number 3.
Dude, I think you're barking up the wrong tree right now. Mercedes is married, and I'm sure you've seen Breaking Bad. Her husband is a little bit of a mix of Woody Harrelson and Heisenberg.
Oh, man, this is tough. I think I'd be lucky to have any 3 of them for a best friend. So I have to pick my bestest friend?
Yeah, so how do you want to do it, Steph? So you tell us who you're going to pick, or tell us who you're not going to pick first?
Ooh, tell us who you're not going to pick first.
Oh, my gosh.
How do we do it? Do you pick first, and then we reveal who the other?
Let's reveal
who you're
going to
pick, and then we'll reveal who you passed on, okay?
Okay.
So here it is.
Oh, I think, man, they're all really good. I'm just going to go with my gut, and I'm going to go with, I like the direct to the point approach of contestant number 2.
Contestant 2?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
So let's bring in contestant number 2. Contestant number 2, will you please reveal yourself to Mercedes?
I do afternoons on Mix 94.1.
My bestie!
You like how I threw in there about the J-Love. Like, his name is J-Love, right?
Oh, that totally threw me off. And but I like just your direct approach. Like, back off. Like, that to me, I like. I don't like it, like games and stuff like that. So that was very good.
Very
yes.
nice.
Thank you, Heather. Thank you for being You're my welcome. Birthday bestie. I appreciate it.
She has some good date ideas, too. Go to Grape
yes,
Street or
yeah.
go to Barry's, your favorite
it.
Restaurant.
I just, like I said, I like the direct approach. I just like just nothing crazy. Let's just go direct. And that's how I felt. That's
a good wine bar.
What's
another good wine bar besides Grape Street?
Well, now you have to take me there, Heather. You just said you're going to do that. Thank you, Heather.
So Heather is your new bestie.
Yay! I love it. Like I said, I don't think I could have lost with any of these that I picked.
Okay. Let's reveal then contestant number one.
Okay.
Who you passed on. Contestant number one, will you please reveal yourself, contestant number one?
Hi, Mercedes. It's Sherry Swentz from 8 News Now.
Hi, Sherry! Oh, how are you?
I'm good, but I know with that second question answer, you'll never look at me the same way again. And please, let's just wipe it from our memories, okay?
You
went all weird.
You threw me off, I'm not going to lie, but I actually appreciated that you would be willing to take one for the team like that. Like, that actually very much impressed me, I have to be honest. If you were, it turned out to be a man, I think I would have been a little like, but the fact that it's you, Sherry, I'm actually very flattered. Thank you.
Well, I'd at least hold hands with you in public if you ever wanted to, Mercedes.
I love it. Thank you, Sherry.
Hold on
Sherry.
One second, Sherry. And then contestant number three, Mercedes, that you passed on as your new bestie. Let's get contestant. Contestant number three, will you please reveal yourself?
Hey, Mercedes. I'm pretty well known in Vegas as a regular visitor on your guest on your show as your actual bestie. It's Ross.
It is my actual bestie. I was so close to picking number three. You know what threw me off is you said you've golfed with J-Love before.
You know, I was just putting it out there and see what we could do.
Because when you said that, I thought it was someone else that I was trying to avoid.
Oh, boy.
But this is my actual bestie, Ross. Oh, Ross, thank you. I love you, too. I'll talk to you later. Thank you so much. Aww.
Thank you, Ross.
I feel bad I didn't pick my actual best friend.
Well, last year we did it. It was a dating game. You didn't pick your actual husband
after
your date.
I picked J-Love.
So we figured we put your actual best friend in there to see if you pick him, and he did it.
Poor Ross. He's probably going to dump me as his best friend now.
Okay, coming up here next. My gosh, what a morning. What do we have up here next? Oh, we got Heads Up coming up next, and tickets for you to go see the B-52s.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
And our contestant this morning is Chad. Hey, Chad, Woo. What's going on?
Hello. How are you guys?
Hey, we are great. You're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up. We just need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with movie theater, I Love You, Dexter's Laboratory, Down Under, or Mr. Officer?
I'll do a movie theater.
All right. Movie theater day is tomorrow. So these are all popular movies. Movies that have been popular, are popular, stuff like that. Okay?
Cool.
Okay. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I think I got to go Mercedes, of course.
All right.
All right. Birthday girl and Chad. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Chad, you get 6 correct. You see the B-52s, and you start now.
This is a movie about a bunch of dogs that have spots on them and Cruella.
101 or 101 Dalmatians.
Yes, this is Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams, and it's like a romance, really sad. They're crying in the rain and hugging. You write in one of these, not a text one, but a...
Can we skip?
Oh, yeah, skip. This is Life is Like a Box of Chocolates, Jenny.
Oh, Forrest Gump.
Yes, this is Make Him an Offer He Can't Refuse.
Oh, The Godfather.
Yes. This is Cher and her friends and 90s, Alicia Silverstone.
I'm sorry, I was born in 95, skip.
Okay, this
10
is
seconds.
The Hills Are Alive with this... If you're born in 95, you probably won't get this one.
Yeah. Oh, time.
No, don't be sorry. I'm sorry, Chad. I let you down. We skipped on The Notebook. We spent a lot of time on The Notebook. Clueless was the movie Alicia Silverstone. And then we were trying to get The Sound of Music. But we weren't able to pull it off. I'm so sorry, Chad.
I was born in 95.
Oh, I think that's the same year Clueless came out. Maybe 96.
So caller 20 right now. You get those tickets to go see the B-52s. 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Hey, by the way, for every hour you stream on the Odyssey app right now, you're going to be entered in to win this amazing flyaway to go see Taylor Swift in London.
Yeah, make sure you download the app. Every hour's an entry, and it's Tay in the UK. Who wouldn't want to go overseas? And we're talking like airfare for four, tickets, hotel. It's going to be amazing. So make sure you are listening on the Odyssey app.
There was something, we had our Taylor Swift listening party on Friday night, and earlier in the week I wanted to wear like a Taylor Swift t-shirt. So I went on Amazon and I found it's not like official Taylor Swift merchandise on Amazon. It's kind of like knockoff stuff, but.
You think it's not official Taylor merchandise on Amazon?
So I found a cool Taylor Swift t-shirt and I ordered it. But sadly, it didn't get here in time. So over the weekend, I'm not going to wear this shirt. I went to return it. And how does Amazon get away with this? How do they do this? And what other businesses kind of go above and beyond when it comes to customer service? Because I did the return. It was a $22 refund. It says it's going to go back to your Amazon account. And I was waiting for the next screen to pop out when it gives me my return instructions. But it's that note saying, don't worry about returning the merchandise. Keep it.
How do they do? Yeah, that happened to me once with something. And with my thing, it was like a $3 purchase, but with like a t-shirt?
It's a $22 t-shirt.
That's crazy.
Anyone know how they get away with that? I'm like, keep it. Say, I can understand if it was something cheaper. Like you said, maybe a couple bucks or something. But what determines Amazon to say, hey, you know, that company doesn't need their t-shirt back, and we'll give you your money back.
It's maybe it's just the price of shipping back is way more than the cost of the t-shirt. So it's just not worth it to them. I got that with moss.
Moss?
I ordered moss.
Like moss? Moss for like actual moss? Randy Moss? What'd you order?
So, you know, like when you have like a plant and you want to cover it with like the fake moss. I ordered two bags of it.
Uh-huh.
And the bags were huge. I didn't know. I thought I needed two bags, but I only needed one. So I was like, well, I don't need this bag of moss. So I set up the whole thing and they're like, yeah, just hang on to it. So if anyone needs a bag of moss, I have some. I don't know. It goes in a fake plant. Actual or a real plant. I put it in a real plant.
Well, anyone want a size small Taylor Swift t-shirt men's? I don't know if I can give it away in the air. I don't think I can. But let me know. Send Mercedes up if you want some free moss.
Moss or shirt?
It's
dry, premium dried forest moss. It's premium. But it just wasn't worth it to them for me to send it back, so I got to keep it.
And mine is a Taylor Swift knockoff t-shirt. Hey, it's Mercedes' birthday. We're celebrating all morning long, and she's doing something special for you. Every hour, she's been giving away presents to you. We did what? Maroon 5 earlier?
Yes, Bruno Mars last hour.
The next gift from Mercedes to you is coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Happy birthday to you.
Is this Elvis?
It is Elvis.
Okay,
yes.
You play this for my birthday every year, and I'm always like, who is this?
Is Elvis singing happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you. Yes, it's my birthday today, but I have presents for you guys for just always being so kind and all the great birthday messages and just being our listeners. We can't thank you enough. So I'm giving you a birthday present today. I brought in four gift bags. We've given away two so far, but it's time to give away another one right now. So caller 20, you get to pick one of my birthday gift bags, and who knows what will be inside. If you want it, caller 20 gets it. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And just put things into context here. Earlier, it was Maroon 5 tickets. Last hour, it was Bruno Mars tickets. So these prizes are big. Now, the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. And just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So it's on between David Beckham and Mark Wahlberg.
What?
David Beckham is suing Mark Wahlberg for... allegedly, how do I say this nicely, screwing him over, I guess. Back in 2021, David Beckham became a brand ambassador for F45 Training, which is Mark Wahlberg's fitness company. But he claims that that partnership cost him $10 million. That's because he was supposed to get stock in the company as part of the deal, but he didn't get the stock until the price of it completely tanked. And that's when he got
stuff. That's when he got his payday.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So I guess David Beckham's not the only celebrity that's suing Mark Wahlberg in F45. Back in 2017, Terrell Owens said that they owed him $700,000. So this could get a little messy.
Yeah. Las Vegas' own Mark Wahlberg.
I know.
Getting sued by just a little quick side note. So it's Mercedes' birthday and your studio was decorated. Steph hung up some decorations there this morning, and I was blocking your head. I couldn't see your head. And then someone delivered a gorgeous display of flowers, and you have them in your studio, as you should, but that's just now blocking everything.
Now I can't see anything. My friend Raina, like, I never can get flowers because my poor husband is allergic to flowers. And she brought me my favorite flower in the world, which is a hydrangea, like, just this huge bouquet of them. And I'm so excited because I never get flowers.
You got a beautiful, beautiful arrangement right there.
Oh, they're so pretty. All right. Sorry, you can't see me. You can look at the flowers.
I can see like the corner of your head.
That's about it. What else this morning? Have you heard of the rise of Ozempic babies?
No.
Yeah. Women across the country have been bonding online over their Ozempic babies, which they're basically surprise pregnancies that happen while taking weight loss medications, despite being on birth control or having a history of fertility issues. Some are saying that they're experiencing intense symptoms like extreme hunger and rapid weight gain after quitting these drugs cold turkey to protect their baby's health. And although those are typical symptoms of pregnancy, the women say that the intensity is unlike any of their previous pregnancies. And so it's unclear if pregnancy worsens weight loss medication withdrawal, but fertility and bariatric experts say hormonal changes associated with the pregnancy could explain the fierce effects. But they're saying that the weight loss drugs might be affecting the efficiency of their birth control. And so there's a rise of Ozempic.
Well, that's
babies.
A surprise in coming your way.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gaining weight. Well, yeah, because you're pregnant.
Ozempic is supposed to make me lose weight.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah, this has been so much fun.
Okay, Stacy, good morning. You're caller 20.
Woo! Yay, good morning.
Good morning. It is my birthday, but I am giving you the birthday gift. Are you ready to pick a bag here? I've got two left.
I'm ready.
Okay, we've got bag number one, and let me grab this one. We've got bag number two. Which one would you like?
I am going to pick bag number one because you are the number one radio station to listen to.
Oh, we love that. And guess what? With bag number one, you get tickets to see the Rolling Stones.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Rolling Stones.
Happy birthday, Mercedes.
Oh,
the best day ever.
You're welcome, and thank you. They're going to be at Allegiant Stadium in May, and I couldn't believe I found these. I stole them from the prize closet, so
that's
sorry.
It's all right.
But Rolling Stone tickets for Stacy in bag number one. Congratulations.
So that means there's one bag left, bag number two, if my math is correct. Bag number two will be given away next hour. Based on these prizes, you know it's going to be big. Bag number two happens around 9:40. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Jerk or Justified. If you ever have a situation you want us to tackle for Jerk or Justified, where we'll tell you if you're being a jerk or if you're totally justified or maybe someone in your life is, let us know. You can send us a text or at 702-364-9400, or you can email us your situation through our website at mix941.fm.
This comes from Erin, and she writes, "Hi, Mercedes and JC. I find myself in a bit of a predicament, and I'm hoping you could shed some light on it." It reads here, "Recently, I've been on a few dates with a guy who seems nice overall, but I've noticed something that's been bothering me. Whenever we go out to eat, he requests a cup for water, but then proceeds to fill it up with soda instead. It may seem trivial, but this behavior has me questioning his integrity. If he displays such tendencies at the outset, I can't help but wonder what it might say about his personality down the line, say 9 months into our relationship. If he is willing to cheat the system in a small way, is this a sign of bigger issues to come? I appreciate your perspective on my own personal Watergate. Do you think this behavior is a red flag, or am I just being a jerk? LOL, signed Erin."
All right, what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. My first question is, like, what kind of place are you going out to eat? Like, is it, like, Subway, or is it, like, a restaurant? I don't know. I think most people would probably think that was a red flag, but I would make a joke out of it. I'd be like, dude, what are you doing? Why are you bringing your soda? Come on. Like, laugh about it. I'd be like, do you want me to buy you a drink? I'll buy you a drink. I'll buy you a drink so you don't have to bring a soda. Come on. Let's, you know, and, like, have fun with it. If he's good in every other way, I think of all the other bad qualities he could have. To me, that's something to laugh about, make a joke out of, and then maybe he'll stop doing it. But that's just me. What do you think?
I definitely think you say something about it. But is there a deeper issue? Is this the thing you're picking up on? Is there something else you don't like about the guy? If he doesn't make you happy, 3-4 dates in, I don't know how many dates you've been on, but this bothers you, yeah, I would say something. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, just move on.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400 is the number. Erlyn, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, what's your thoughts?
So I think she's justified. If she already thinks that she has doubts about him and he's taking stuff that she thinks he shouldn't, then she shouldn't continue.
No. I mean, if you're just not feeling it and if it's a turnoff, then yeah, don't force it. But I just feel like if that's just the one thing, you can work it out. I used to take, like, hot sauce with me to restaurants because they didn't have it. And so I'd want hot sauce, like, if we went to a breakfast place and all they had was Tabasco, but it wasn't hot enough for me. So we would take hot sauce. And, like, I wasn't trying to be cheap or anything, but that's just what I like. Maybe the restaurants he's going to, they serve Pepsi products and he likes Coke products, or vice versa, or something like that. I don't know why I'm trying to justify this, but I feel like I should stick up for the guy. Sarah.
Is what she's saying is, if he's willing to cheat Subway out of what they're thinking again is a water, he's stealing a soda from Subway is what he's doing.
How is he stealing a soda from them? He's not stealing anything from them. He's using a water cup.
To go get water. If you're going to get a soda, it's a different price
point. But he's bringing his soda, isn't he?
No, I thought...
Am I reading this wrong?
He proceeds to fill it up with soda instead. So he's asking for the water
cup. I thought he was bringing his own soda with him. I've done that before where I brought, like, my own water.
He's asking for the water cup, which is free at most restaurants, and then he's going and getting soda.
Oh.
So he's stealing soda from the restaurants. Does that imply that if he's willing to steal soda from Subway, is he willing to cheat on her 9 months from now?
Red flag, girl. I totally read that wrong. I thought he was, like, bringing a bottle of soda with him.
No,
and I was, like,
asking for the water cup and then then filling up with soda.
That dastardly deed. Wow. Sarah, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Definitely a red flag for sticky fingers for sure.
Yeah, that's messy. I didn't realize that. Oh, now I feel bad. Yeah, get rid of him. He steals.
But then again, though, is that okay now to work the other side? Are there bigger issues to worry about? So he steals a soda here and there.
Oh, first it starts with the steal of a soda. Then it starts with, I'm going to just help myself to this cookie here in their little cookie tray. Then it turns into, what's your social security number? I'm going to steal your identity. No. I thought he was bringing his soda with him. No way. Stealing is, that's bad. That's
thief.
I totally did a 180 on that one.
That's fine. You gave Erin both sides to look at. She's probably confused right now. But
I'm sure.
Erin, good luck with your situation. And if you have a situation for Jerk or Justified, go to our website. You can send it in at mix941.fm. It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And now we have Rocio on the phone. Hi, Rocio.
Hi, Mercedes. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a loyal listener. We appreciate it so much. And I have this final goodie bag for you.
Oh, my God.
Are you ready for this?
I am ready.
Okay. So just to go through the motions, bag number two is left. Would you like to select bag number two?
Of course.
Okay, let's see what's in there. All right. Oh, boy. I'm not surprised because I know what's in there, but you guys are going to be surprised. We have a pair of lower-level tickets for you to see Justin Timberlake.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome, T-Mobile Arena, on May 10th. You are going.
Oh, my God. I'm so thankful. Thank you so much, Mercedes, and happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Have the best time. Send us pictures. I can't wait to hear about it. Between that, the Rolling Stones, Bruno Mars, Maroon 5, I expect to see pictures from all of these concerts.
Seriously, those are some impressive goodie bags. It's Mix 94.1. It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Monday. Thank you guys for the great birthday show. I appreciate all the effort you guys put into everything and all the wonderful, you know, surprises and stuff. You guys are so good to me, so thank you for that.
Well, we don't say it enough. We love you so much. And it's been a long, wonderful friendship with you, and I'm so happy for you today. And
I can't believe you're 21.
I know.
Let's go out for your first drink.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know. I haven't even got my new 21 license. It's still the weird one. So the sideways thing?
Yeah.
I got to get it fixed.
We want to thank Carrie from TSP Baking Company. She dropped in and gave you some cookies and a birthday cake too, right? Yeah, we love Carrie.
Thank you so much, Carrie. And thank you to all of you for the wonderful, kind messages and posts and stuff. I'm really grateful. And here's to another 21.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's hard for celebrities to, call in and come down to the station. So I do have a couple celebrity greetings that came in for you that
really?
I want. I got three, actually.
No way.
Yeah, a little birthday greeting. Let's start with this one right here. This came in for you.
Hi, Mercedes. It's Miley. I wanted to bring you flowers, but I'm not in Vegas. So instead, I'm leaving you this message. Happy birthday.
Miley?
Wow. Is that real Miley or is
Hold on. There's more. This one, Steph worked hard to get this
sweat and tears
celebrity
this
to send
one.
This. I can't believe he did this. Hold on.
Happy birthday, Mercedes. It's me, Jungkook. Thank you for leading the BTS army. Speaking of army, as soon as I'm out the army, I want to come celebrate with you.
Jungkook?
That is definitely not him.
No.
What?
That is so not him.
Discrediting my work.
Seriously, Steph worked hard.
That is so bad.
I would love to take credit for this, but...
The Miley one was good. Not that one.
Hold on, there's more.
Okay. J-Love got this one. He worked through the record label. He made some calls, and this is so good. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Hi, Mercedes. It's Taylor. Sorry I could not make your listening party on Friday, but I wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Much like me, you bring so much joy to so many people. I wrote a song called Thank You, Amy, but today it's Thank You, Mercedes. Thank you for being you. Got to run. Travis needs me.
Wow.
That's huge, J-Lo. Wow.
I love it. Like, much like me, you bring joy. Like Taylor would ever say that. That AI is crazy.
Yeah, I think we have to say those were AI-generated voices so we don't get in any kind of trouble. But Jungkook, my gosh, amazing.
That was terrible.
Well, that'll do it for show number 2044 of Mercedes in the Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.